Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start reading. For the family of 15. You lead in the car. Your turn.
I was just being checking and making sure if I could sit back.
Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did by him, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel, when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey, and said, Go, and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, The Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and thy words, because I feared the people, and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped the Lord. Then said Samuel, Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for playing 1 Samuel 15, Auntie Dot. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. We have Sister Loretta. We have Brother Hubert, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and jump into our program. I want to welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to start off with the opening prayer I had. Will be led by Auntie Carrie.
Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come. Lord, we come to you today, thanking you for your word, thanking you for this time that we can gather and listen to your word and grow in your word. So, Lord, just give us the strength, the know-how, and the heart to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that blessing of the opening prayer, Auntie Kathy. We're going to go ahead and do our worship song, and the title is Spirit Breakout by William McDowell.
Sing that. right now. Break the walls down. Hear it break out. Heaven come down. Holy Spirit. We need you to.
With that first round, if you have any Bible verses or sharing you would like to do, if not, I'm going to say your name, just say pass. We're going to start off with another May. I'm coming in with Proverbs 16:5, a light on the path of purity. In Proverbs 6:20, the Lord tells us, my son, keep my father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. This particular verse introduces a passage that applies specially to sexual morality. Give the son an instruction to keep himself from immoral women, from the wayward wife, where a person gets too close to his fire, he'll get burned. Similarly, the person who commits adultery must also face painful consequences. Regardless of the circumstances of life or the peril of sin, we are challenged by God to maintain our integrity and righteousness behavior. For many of us, life is hard, difficult, and challenging. Even though our triumph in life doesn't always outweigh our disappointment or defeat, God has promised to guide us and help us along the way. In fact, he promised, I am with you always. Matthew 28:20. Remember, God's truth will enable us to make righteous choices. Therefore, the writer reminds us, bind them your father's command and your mother's teaching upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading of Proverbs. Next I'll have Loretta. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Sure. My reading is 2 Timothy 3. And this is about dealing with false teachers. And Mark went on to say, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its powers, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who warm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women who are loaded down with sin and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannah and Jamborees opposed Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men of depraved mind who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Loretta, for that reading. Where did you come out of? I'm sorry.
2 Timothy 3.
Thank you. All right. Well, next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From here comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thou coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading of Psalm 121, Atika. And next I have Brother Hubert.
I pass.
I'll go next, and I'm going to be coming out of Luke 9, 28 through 36, and the title
I'm
of my reading.
Where are you coming from, Angela? I'm sorry.
Luke 9, 28 through 36, and the title of my reading is The Transfiguration. The compelling realities of Jesus' earthly mission has impending death on the cross, and the possibilities of resurrection develop a level of passion in the Savior that must have been most perplexing. He had earlier inquired of his disciples, "Who do the crowds say I am?" This was in Luke 9:18. The answers came back buried and loaded with ambiguity, but Peter responded confidently and clearly, "The Christ of God," out of verse 20. After this, Jesus described his coming in passion as well as a promise that some of the apostles would experience the kingdom of God before they taste death. This is out of verses 22 through 27. In the seclusion of the mountains, Jesus prayed, knowing that an appointment with death awaited him. He chose to go back there to prepare himself and took three disciples with him. In the mountains, these men witnessed a revelation of Jesus' messianic glory and shared a taste of glory that awaited them. On the mountain, Jesus' transfiguration was perhaps tantamount to a spiritual renewal that gave him the power to face his imminent suffering. By the appearance of Moses and Elijah, God revealed his magnificence and power as well as the meaning of Jesus' Exodus, verse 31. As a new Moses, Jesus' redemptive work on the brutal cross would establish a new Israel and a new covenant. He would deliver his people from bondage. He would be victorious. I'm just going to say a little prayer. Lord, call me. Call me to find a place where you can heal my life of those things which empty my spirit. Call me to the rest and the comfort that you and you alone would give, Father God. Give me, help me become transfigured and thereby change me for the good of my soul. Help me find that place in you, Father, and allow me to dwell there, if only for a brief season. Then, with faith and assurance, Father, I can face today and tomorrow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 11. In thee, Lord, I put my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bows. They make ready their arrows upon the screen, that they may privily shoot at the upright heart. The foundation will be destroyed. What can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelids. Try the children of men. The Lord tried the righteousness, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snare, fire and brimstone, and the horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteousness, Lord, loveth righteousness. His countenance does behold the upright. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalm 11. Amen. Next, I have Daniel. Do you have any good news you would like to share?
I'd like to say hey to everyone, and we made it through another week, and we go for another one. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing, Daniel. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Do you have any good things you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 1. Verses 67 through 75, Zechariah is prophesying. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophet long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has sent mercy to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and in righteousness, as far as long as we live. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. I was Luke, correct?
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, that actually concludes our first round. So the participants on the call, we're going to go ahead and go into our sick and shut in. So before I go, are there any names we need to add or remove, or is there any update from anyone that's on the list, Karen?
Sister Shirley Lewis' name should be on there. She's doing a little better, but she was in a lot of pain. But now she's resting pretty good.
Did she have
surgery? She had surgery Thursday. She had a knee replacement Thursday.
Okay, that's right. That's what you said last time. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else? Mm. Okay, if you would bow your head, please. First and foremost, Father God, we would like to pray for those that we know that are on our list, Sister Hazel Nellum, Auntie Wally, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Joseph, Daniel, and Sister Shirley Lewis. Heavenly Father, our heart holds a prayer that carries our family and friends so close to God's loving heart. We lay out our hope that you'll know that they require your touch, Father God, to be healed by you. We trust our Father to comfort them when they cry and to bless the hands of the medical teams that care for each and one of them day and night. We wish we could be beside you always to hold your hand and pray. So we send our love, our thoughts, and your faith to be with them on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's our birthday. I only have one birthday, and that's for July 3rd for TJ. Are there any other birthdays for June 27th through July 2nd? Any other birthday? No. All righty, that's the only birthday that I have, and no one else has. We're going to go ahead and move on. I think that we're here, but would you do us the honor to sing a happy birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for singing the happy birthday song. Okay, let's move on around to our last round table where everyone has an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song. And if not, just say pass. We'll start off with Sister Loretta.
Yes. It's Joel Osteen. Praise him for the victory. God will command victory to be yours. And when God commands something, it's going to happen. When God commanded light to come, light came in 186,000 miles per second, and light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark it seems or look, it can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to the light. Defeat has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door to victory, we must continually do what the Palmers did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around telling about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God, and expect things to change in your favor. God will take place that will take you places that you never even dreamed of, and you'll start experiencing the victories that he commands to be yours. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Joel, Loretta. Amen. Next, I have Hubert.
I have a praise report. I would like to thank you all for your prayers on my eye surgery. My eye surgery went well, and it's steady healing. It still ain't quite well yet, but I'm doing fine. I can see a little better than I could before surgery. So I'd like to thank God, and thank you all for your prayers again. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that testimony, Hubert, and I'm glad you are healing as God expected. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next I have Mother May. Do you have any good news?
Lord, I thank you for to know that it is God who justifies, God who set his seal of approval. God who exceeds and supports. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and for the glory of God. Amen.
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 I will go next, and I'm going to talk a little bit about discerning the voice of God. These are some quotes from Priscilla Shirer.
I'm so sorry. Oh, boy. All righty. God is the God of right now. He doesn't want you sitting around regretting about yesterday, nor does he want you wringing your hands and worrying about the future.
He wants you focusing on what he is saying to you and putting it in front of you right now. Amen. The things that are freely given to us by God, this is out of 1 Corinthians 2:12, are the only things we need to know now. A lot of the reason we grow so upset and disturbed about not hearing specifically from God is that we want what isn't freely given. When we pray, Lord, show me your will, we're often asking for things that he knows are not pertinent for another 20 years. We want God to paint the whole picture right away, but he wisely withholds certain truths and information from us until we need it, when we can actually do something with it besides just mess it up. When we talk about the peace of God, don't think of singing and swaying and holding hands in a circle. The peace of God is strong. It's intense. It's palpable. It's real. You can sense its stable presence giving you inner security despite insecure circumstances. There's a time for everything in your life. God alone knows what that is. And because his spirit dwells within you, and because he is deeply interested in helping you experience the fullness of his plans for your life, you can just stay tuned and know that he'll make it clear to you right on time, even as he keeps you loved and encouraged by his presence all along the way. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Next I have Daniel.
I just want to say hello to everyone again. I'm going to listen for the rest of the night, and everybody have a good day. Amen.
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 Amen. We love you.
Okay, next I have Akibadi.
Who?
Akibadi.
Auntie Betty, what she said?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. But I just want to thank God for blessing me through this ordeal that I was going through. I thank God for putting all y'all in my life that helped me through this. And I just give him all the glory and all the praises. And I thank you and I love you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Auntie. And next I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I just want to, Revelation 1, I just want to read verse 3. Blessed is he that heareth and they that keepeth the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have to read it.
Thank you for that reading out of Revelation, Auntie Carrie. I just want to make sure, Auntie Dot, did I skip you?
No. I passed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. All right. Well, that actually concludes our second round. So what we want to do at this moment is...
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot to share when you called on me the second go-round. I would like for Auntie Carrie to send our love to Sister Shirley, and we're asking for a speedy recovery. Amen.
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 Amen. And that we will keep lifting Hubert and Auntie Betty up in our prayers. Amen.
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 And also, my family and I will be traveling this weekend to Florida on Saturday. So we're calling out for a traveling mercy.
Amen.
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 Hey, all right. Going to Florida.
Yeah.
On y'all's driveway?
I'm sorry?
Are y'all going to the beach?
Taking the kids to Disney.
Alright, and then just pack my spirit in the back seat, okay?
I'm sorry, what'd you say now?
Just pack my spirit in the back seat. Take me along with you in spirit, child.
Okay, I sure will. I'll take all of y'all with me in spirit. That's easy.
You guys have a wonderful time and enjoy. And again, yes, definitely traveling mercy for the family.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
All righty. Okay. So, is there anything else before we go to the signing parts for next week?
Are we gonna have it next week?
So what's happening? Oh, next week is the 4th of July weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and skip it.
Yeah. Oh, that's working perfect.
And Loretta, you're going to be traveling. When you come back, Loretta?
I'll be back on the 11th, that's Sunday. So
hey.
I probably won't be able to do the meeting. Maybe you have to leave that one.
That's the next Sunday. Okay. Well, we continue on July the 11th will be our next meeting at 8:00 Eastern time. So let's go ahead and still refine parts of that, okay? We have 1 Samuel. I'm not in my Bible. 16. Okay. Do we have, is it Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, who's volunteering to play the wording, reading?
I do it.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Carrie. Okay, we have the opening prayer. Do we have anyone to volunteer for the opening prayer? Andrew. Oh, Mother May.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's all. All right. Thank you. Who do we have for the closing for any volunteers?
I do
that. Oh, man, my household is doing it up today.
Was that Daniel?
No, he was.
That was one.
I thought it was Daniel.
I did too. I thought it was Daniel. But Daniel, I'm not going to give up on you.
Well, thank everyone for volunteering. I think that's the first time we've had a full house volunteer in a while. So thank you, Gary, and Brother Hubert. And also thanks for the volunteers for today, Auntie Dodge, and for playing the song, and then Auntie Carrie for doing the Auntie Carrie for doing the opening prayer. So we do appreciate everyone volunteering. Being interactive makes it a little bit more interesting and keeps it flowing. So we appreciate everyone volunteering.
Amen.
Next week, the closing prayer, which I'm going to do it a little different this time. I'm just going to do one closing prayer, closing out. But before we do that, we're going to do our worship song, and then we're going to play part of it, and then I'm going to come back and close this out with the closing prayer, okay?
Amen.
I don't know why it seemed like the song I just played sounds exactly like the one I just chose, but I'm going to try and see if it does. The title says, God's Got a Blessing, with my name on it, and it's by Norman Hutchins.
Yeah.
Amen.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Put your blessings, get ready. Put your baby
got a blessing. I said I was going to play part of it, but I couldn't stop. I couldn't enjoy it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You bow your head for the closing prayer. Lord, we want to thank you that we are a family in Christ. Help us to share his love with everyone that we encounter this week. And may we lavish Christ's abounding goodness upon our families, friends. And the Holy Spirit, come and put us in our daily lives. Guide us and inspire us in everything we do and everyone we meet. And may we be your hands and feet to the needy, your words of affirmation to the oppressed, and your arms of comfort to the lonely. We thank you, Father God, for choosing us to bring your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I'm going to listen to this song again. I hope everyone have a blessed week and a happy holidays and keep safe. Traveling mercies again for Loretta and family. Love you guys.
Love
Rose
you all.
Too.
You too. Hey, y'all have
all
a
right.
good week.
Good
night.
Right.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Alrighty, Loretta. Well, you have a safe trip. When y'all leaving?
We're leaving out Saturday morning about 8, and we're going to stop over and visit with Jerita and family. And we're going to leave there Monday morning.
Gotcha.
Our check-in time is not until 2 or 3 o'clock on Monday in Florida, so we don't want to get there too early.
So y'all driving?
Yeah, we driving.
I was waiting on my plane ticket. I ain't getting no ticket, huh? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
What'd you
no
say?
Ticket.
I didn't
no
see him.
To the bar.
I didn't see him.
Well, you better call something in my name. Let me know.
Yeah, we're gonna check in on Monday, and then we're checking out that Saturday. And depending on how things are, we may stop at by Jerita before coming in, just to break up the drive. So I won't be on the prayer line. I don't think that Sunday, the following Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a blessed one. I love you all.